You're with the new Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Music there from Erika Nielsen, the wonderful cellist, and now author. Her new book, Sound Mind, offers a story filled with music, but also delves into the mysteries surrounding her mental health. She took up the cello and was in love with music at the age of 3. And a decade later, she knew her calling was to become a professional musician. But her conviction was met with an emotional roller coaster, sometimes on top of the world with her own brilliance, other moments sobbing with deep feelings of inadequacy. At age 27, she found out she was bipolar. Her memoir chronicles a life of music and her transition into a place of stability and health. It's my pleasure to welcome author and musician Erika Nielsen to The Oasis. Great to have you here.
Such a pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Let's start with that sureness and confidence you had as a child. Music has been there for you since the beginning. Tell me about that original, you know, young you who just really embraced this world.
Well, it was always part of my home environment. Some other home environments are, you know, hockey or baseball houses. Mine was a musical house.
I do hear that from time to time from people in this business, yeah.
So that was a wonderful foundation that I had. And it really gave me my identity, especially when I began playing the cello. I didn't just want to play that instrument. I felt that was me. I am that cello. And we were inseparable.
I love that. And you were a teenager when you started to experience those big feelings. I mentioned it off the top, on top of the world or really, really down. Take us from that place you were before your awareness of being bipolar to actually then knowing what was going on.
Well, you know, at the time I was experiencing as a teen these tumultuous depressions. And because I also experienced this wonderful euphoria and flights of creative ideas that would keep me up at night, and I wouldn't be able to stop any project I was doing, a painting, a craft, a sewing project, practicing my instrument. And so that paired with these debilitating depressions. And I was under the impression that that was all just a normal part of being a teenager.
And I would imagine as you did start to, you know, think it through and people maybe were suggesting it could be this or this, once you started looking at it, that there was some fear of maybe even losing those great moments, those moments of spirited creativity.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Without even considering the euphoric experiences to being problematic,
right,
I was just focused on the depression. And so I did start taking Prozac to treat that, and it did leave me feeling flattened. And so I actually developed a sort of a stigma against taking medication of any kind. And I badly wanted to stop so that I could keep that essence of who I was. But now that I know what that condition really was, and it was bipolar disorder, and now that I'm treating it properly,
mm-hmm,
and I can surely say that being a creative, musical, artistic person is who I am. It's not my illness.
Right.
They're separate.
That must have been a wonderful conclusion to come to.
It's the message I hope to share in publishing this book.
So you decide to write it down, and what motivated you? That must have been a big step.
Well, when I was first checking out this diagnosis, I tried to arm myself as much as possible with research, and I read many wonderful manuals about the condition, but also some wonderful first-hand accounts and memoirs about those who have suffered from it. And one was actually a graphic memoir, beautifully put together with illustrations by cartoonist Ellen Forney. And I related so strongly to her experience, and it centered me and left me feeling so much less isolated, alone, and it took away my shame. And I wanted to give that experience to others. And I wondered if I shared my story as being a musician with bipolar disorder, if I could give that to someone else.
It's wonderful. You know, you've worked with chamber ensembles and orchestras, and you've worked within pop music. It must have been so motivating to want to continue your craft and your music, you know, once you've sort of gone down this path of recovery and you now have a better idea of where you're going. hey, I can really continue with this now.
Yeah, 100%. I'm enjoying my career more than ever before. I feel more creative, productive. I love sharing my story with friends and colleagues, many who have even read the book. And we are starting new conversations around mental health and wellness, especially within the freelance musician community. And I think it's really important.
What do you want people to walk away with once they've read this book? Sound Mind, My Bipolar Journey from Chaos to Composure.
Well, the first third of the book tells my story as a musician who grows up to develop bipolar disorder. But the second two thirds are a self-care manual that could be beneficial to anyone's mental health, whether you live with a diagnosed mental health condition, whether you have a friend or family, or whether you're just looking for ideas on how to better operate your life and run more smoothly and prioritize your health so that you can be your most productive and your most the best version of yourself.
Sound Mind has had a successful debut in the UK, recently reached the top of the Amazon sales list in Canada. Pick it up on Amazon or where you buy books. And Sound Mind, once again, from Erica Nielsen. Erica, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Absolutely.
Really, really wonderful. You're with the New Classical FM.